Mori Rabbi Shlita, Rosh Hashiva Teres Yishalayim Shlita, Rei Choshva Rabbonim, and Chon Asafim Khan, the Gemara in Megillah, I think that Dalet, discusses which is greater, Talmud Torah, Avodah, Mikra Megillah, Meis Mitzvah. And the Gemara asks a shaila that seems to say that Kavodat Torah is more chomer even than Avodah. The Gemara says, Kavodat Torah ka'amret? Kavodat Torah? What's the shaila? It's certainly doche kol mitzvos. And this evening is an evening not only of Talmud Torah, an evening of Kavodat Torah, where we in the Young Israel and the entire East Side Jewish community are zoche to an evening of Kavodat Torah, to come together in the presence of one of the true Gedolei Ador and Tzaddiki Ador, who needs no introduction from us, whose name itself is already a legend in Klal Yisrael. It is truly a kavod for us to be in the presence of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Shlita. He comes here to a shul where we are graced this evening with many members of the family of his mother-in-law, Shlomo Ravitzin Shurin, who was mispalel here. And she always used to speak with such pride of her entire family, but of surely of Rav Aaron Zalzayin Gesund. And therefore we have the very great kavod this evening of hearing Divrei Torah from an individual who personifies Limud HaTorah and who has given us the opportunity this evening of observing the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. Baruch Shem.
I have to tell you, when I came here, it aroused in my mind lethargic memories of the days when I davened here as a chosn of my wife, and then later as the husband of my wife. And usually I davened in Yog Yisrael for the simple reason that Rabbis in Shul in Zecheinu Livracha preferred to daven Yog Yisrael. That was in the days when Dr. Shmuel Stern Zecheinu Livracha was the rabbi. And he was an unusual person. I don't know how many of you knew Rav Shmuel Stern, who was the minhag of Torah with us. And it is due to him, together with Raphael Mendelovich, that Torah with us became such an important teacher. And he was also my teacher in mathematics in Talmudical Academy. And I remember the course in geometry was about that time. So whenever we came to that class, so he had a minyan for Minche to accommodate those students who did not have Minche as yet. And then after the class in geometry, he had a minyan for Meiret. And I remember the way he sometimes reprimanded students, because some students were talking during Chazor HaShatz, and it was so much shitkes. He never reprimanded his student when somebody else was there. But I was a young boy, I wanted to hear, so I sat at the end of the room without him noticing. So I remember the way he reprimanded. He was an unusual person. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, when I took geometry in this class. An unusual person. And it's really schus to be a rabbi in the same synagogue where Rav Shmuel Stern, Zecheinu Livroche, was rabbi. Now, I'm going to discuss the Indian of Brocha Amshalashis, that's in the Shabbat Seder. Koisi Brocha Bnei Yisrael. So I'm going to discuss it primarily on Shkofa level. And then the halachas that I might mention are purely coincidental. But my purpose is to discuss it from a Shkofa perspective. First, the Brocha. The Brocha of Birkas Kehanim is unique. It's not like every other bracha. Every other bracha has a uniform pattern. Shishonu b'mitzveiso, v'tzivon aleishi basuk, l'niach tfilm, al mitzvasi, v'isati b'tzizis, al mitzvasi, v'shmeya kelshif. Here, there is something unique. Asher kishonu b'gdishosi shalari, v'tzivonu l'nivori chesami yisroel b'ahavo. B'ahavo. What does the Torah mention? The Torah says, Kei Sivorchu as Nei Yisrael. The Torah doesn't say, Kei Sivorchu as Nei Yisrael Be'avo. Why do the Chazal, the Chachomim, coin a unique expression Be'avo? But I think the pshat is very simple. Hashkofe wise, Aloche wise, because Kei Sivorchu, so the Sifri says, Ponim al ponim. There has to be, the Birkas Kehanim has to involve a personal confrontation in a favorable, friendly way. Koisibo, brocha, means has to be done with ave, with love. If somebody gives a brocha and it's not with love, so has no meaning. No meaning. In other words, any bracha, not after Birkas Kehanim. Let's say the bracha that Yaakov Avinu bestowed upon the two sons of Yosef, Ephraim and Asher. So Al-Birkov, what does it mean Al-Birkov? That symbolizes Abe, attachment, like somebody who keeps a child on his lap. So that's the source for Be'ahava. Now, there's something else unique about Birkas Kehanim. We have Brocha and we have Tefillah. So Tefillah is expressed in the Shemoneh Esrei. So all the Brochas in Shemoneh Esrei are B'loshon Rabbi. Ato chinin l'mdaas l'amid l'anish b'no chochma l'daas b'no v'haskel Choneinu mi'itcho Deo b'no v'haskel. So, only Loshon Rabbi, we are mispalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should bless us with wisdom and understanding. Rifaeinu Hashem v'nirofei, not Rifaeinu Ad Hashem v'eirofei, but Rifaeinu Ad Hashem v'nirofei, only Loshon Rabbi. But if somebody has a chile, is a base or a friend, so he mentions Yerotzenu Fanecho Ad Hashem, Alekeinu Leki Arisenu Shetishlach Mehero Refoshliom Nashamayim Elipleini Vas Eben Plenis. And then he said we say, but even then we say we say Shoch Elisham, we are not allowed to mispal for Yochit, for himself. Suppose he himself is a chelem. I mention myself also in Nefesh Menes twice, in Rifaeinu and in Kata Shemeya, before Kata Shemeya. So I always say, of course, I have to say, everybody has to say, V'sich Shor Bnei Yisrael. In other words, when you misspell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there is Rifuye, for Chochme, for Panose, whatever, you have to be misspelled for that person as a member of Klal Yisrael. But that's Ligabe Tefillah. But Ligabe Vohe, even though superficially it should appear it should be that way, because Tfila is something that can be fulfilled via Chidestub. There is an union of Tfila Vitzibur, but it can be fulfilled, primarily it is fulfilled via Chidest. So then it should be recited. Loshen Yochid, we could say. But Birkas Kehanim is a Dovah Shebidushe when it only can be fulfilled Vitzibur. So then it should be Roshan Rabbi. Still, the Roshan of the Brocha and Shaleshes is Yivarech HaChol HaNishem Yishmerech. Roshan Yochit, not Yivarech HaChem HaShem Yishmerechem. Yivarech HaShem Ponov Eilecho, not Eilechem. Yivarech V'yiso Lecho Sholem, not V'yiso Lechem Sholem. And so on. So what does it show? It shows that tefillah has to be expressed in Lashon Hara. A Jew is not allowed to be mispalel for himself as an individual, but as a member of Klal Yisrael. And broche, on the contrary, is Lashon Yochid. Now, Birkas Kehanim is a broche hamsholeshes. The Atun Nisroes, whether we should say Brocha Amsholeshes, Bachinu Bachrocha Amsholeshes Batorah, or Bachinu Bachrocha Amsholeshes Batorah Aksu Al Mishatech. If he anisdaiti, the right Nisroes is Bachinu Bachrocha Amsholeshes. Of course it's Amsholeshes Batorah too, but Al Pidin it is a Brocha Amsholeshes. So Mele, there should be a stop. Bachinu Baboch Hamshleshes, Kamen, Viteiro Aksuv al Dimishe, Dabdech, Hamuom Pe'al Nuvonov. So it's a Boch Hamshleshes. So in other words, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that if somebody is missing another Boch, to the three Boches, he's either about his. If he's Migara, he only says two Boches, he's either about Sikra. So because in its essence, it is a Brocha Amsholeshes. So Mele, so just as in regard to Dalet Minim, if somebody is Mesif a fifth Min, he's Eval Balteisif in the Chepse of the Sitesis in the Chepse of the Mitzvah. Or if he takes, as Ramban points out, three Minim, just an Esrik and a Lulev and Adas, without Haroves, so he's Eval Baltikra. So here too, because in its essence, it's a Brocha Amsholeshes. We couldn't conceive of Brocha in general without a Brocha Amsholeshes. So let's analyze, Hashkofa wise, the meaning of the Brocha Amsholeshes. Yivarech HaChol HaNishem. So the Sifri says, Vibrocha Amsholeshes Bateo. Bo Chato Vyira, Bo Chato Besode, Bo Chato Boch Tanacho Mishatecho, Boch Hato Bileach, Ubo Olecho Kola Brochas, Visiducho, Emesai Kisishma Bikil Adishem Lekech. So in other words, Yivarech HaChol HaNishem has to be the Broch Amsholeshes. What's the Broch Amsholeshes? Boch Hato Bileacho, Boch Hato Bisisecho, Boch HaTobiyah, Boch HaTobisodeh. Sometimes a person is blessed. Biyah is blessed. He's very popular, Biyah. And he has a lot of comfort, Biyah. But when he works, Basodeh. Or in today's society, it's not Sodeh. It can be in a shop, in an office, in any area. So he's not blessed. Here at home, he's blessed, he's happy, he's with his wife and his family, happy, happy family. But Basode at work, he constantly is told what to do, and sometimes, even if he has an important position in life, he's, let's say, a member of the cabinet, where the president uses him as a rubber stamp. Well, to the credit of President Clinton, he doesn't use anybody as a rubber stamp. And to the credit of Rabin, he doesn't use any member of his cabinet as a rubber stamp. But in other governments, people who have the highest position, a member of the cabinet, but the president or the prime minister uses them as a rubber stamp. So that's not Baruch. So in order to be Baruch, it has to be all over. Ba'yir, Basodeh, and Baruch Tanacho, Mishartecho, Baruch Hato Bivyecho, Baruch Hato Bisisecho. There are certain people who are very blessed and they are praised when they are installed in office, when they are inaugurated. But Bisisecho, when they are fired, or their term terminates, they're not Baruch in any way. That's not real Baruch. Baruch has to be consistent. Bivyecho, Bisisecho, Bayir, and Basod. So that's one Nikudim. Then the Sifri continues. Yivarechecho Ad Hashem B'nechosim V'yishmerecho B'nechosim. What does that mean? Yivarechecho Ad Hashem B'nechosim V'yishmerecho B'nechosim. So it's a repetition. After all, the Torah has no repetitions. Tomei Shal Sharetz is Mitami Kipsorei because of the Yisum. And here the Torah mentions Yivarechecho Ad Hashem B'nechosim V'yishmerecho B'nechosim. Well, the answer is very simple. Every Boche requires as a conditio sine qua non another Boche. Every Boche has to be coupled with another Boche. And if a Boche is not coupled with another Boche, with a Shmire, so then the Boche becomes automatically a source of glory. Wealth, Nechosi, is a Boche. To be wealthy is a Boche. But Marvin Chosim Marvin Dorba, if somebody is wealthy and he does not preserve his wealth in the proper way, then it's a source of glory. We find many wealthy people who are not midagdik, they're not scrupulous about the concomitant Boche of Yishmerecho, that they became bankrupt because of it. Millions. So he gets a heart condition. He gets his stroke. Well, I got the stroke even though I was never blessed in the hospital. My father is a silent exception. So or even gets cancer because his preoccupation in the hospital involves so much trauma and deprivation that he becomes cursed because not blessed. That this okay mayor be Ishmarecho Yitzhara. Sometimes the person becomes wealthy, he becomes demoralized, becomes vain. So every Boche requires a concomitant Boche to preserve the original Boche. Otherwise, if it's not coupled with the concomitant Boche of preserving the original Boche, it becomes a void. The Barache, Yishmerecho, Shel Yishlitu Achirim Malach. Sometimes a person's breast is a very high position one. But it's not coupled with another Boche, Shel Yishlitu Achirim Malach. And the higher the position of the person, the more danger there is that Achirim will be shamed over him. Miron Godel, as far as position is concerned, the president of the highest position in the world, president of the United States, as President Reagan said, superpower, the biggest superpower. Then they became two superpowers. United States and Soviet Russia. Now Soviet Russia is no power at all. It's full of chaos and energy and confusion. But President of the United States, he's certainly a superpower. But it is not a superpower. It's no power at all. Why? Because it's not coupled with the concomitant bracha of the Yishmerecha, Shel Yishlo to Achel Melech. So, what is the result? We share it with President Clinton. Officially, he makes the final decision. But we share it away. So besides the first lady, that wouldn't be too bad. But Christopher is sharing it away. Not only Christopher. Who is not sharing it away? Everybody, even homosexuals are sharing it away. And if he doesn't keep the promise literally to leave the ban against homosexuals now, they demonstrate against him. So it's usually to achirim olam. Because if somebody is wealthy, if somebody has power, has influence, so then he's exposed to the possibility of mazikim, all kinds of mazikim, terrorists, whatnot. The Barachaya, the Sifri continues, the Yishmerecho, Lecho Bris Avisech, Shenemar Vishomar Adishem Lekech, Es Habris Ves Achesed, Hashem Nishba Vanesech. If somebody is blessed, so then, if he is exposed to the possibility of abandoning the Torah, the Mishnah Baruch says that one is misfallen, he's aiming at the Hashem. He shouldn't interrupt. After Nochash Kol Chalit Fein, after Melech Sheo Bishlein, in the course of generations, so Jews were exposed to two dangers. One is Nochash Kol Chalit, pogroms, persecution, matzhasla, whatnot, humiliation, discrimination, all kinds of discrimination. And death, we saw it. The Jews throughout the generations passed without exception with flying colors. But then, after the Enlightenment, after the French Revolution, where Jews were granted civil rights, liberty, equality, and fraternity, we'd expect that's the Melech Sheol Yishlein. It's called Chaim. If Jews are able to extend the Nisoyim of Nochash Kol Chalik Veil, Salahas Kamo Bechamo Kol Chaim, Abel Neshe Kol Chaim, they'll be able to extend the Nisoyim of Melech Sheol Yishlein. But the historical facts are not like that. After the French Revolution, so the Jews abandoned the Torah and they became assimilated. So that means because they were not scrupulous about the Yishmerecho, Es Habris Avisecho, Yishomar Avishem Alekecho, Es Habris Vesachesem, Hashanish Bal Avisech. The Baracha, Yishmerecho, Yishmerecho Es Habris. A good example would be we had such brachas in the Melchemes Atzmaut and then in the Melchemes Yishes Elyon. We had such nisim that even Bode Mayir, we certainly not it at ease. So she said that the victory that the Israeli army attained in the Melchemes Yishes Elyon was a victory because angels from heaven fought on the side of the Israeli army, even all the money. But in the class, no, it wasn't class. Why? Because the governments, they changed governments several times. They did not realize that when there is an experience of Guru. And of course, Muhammad's Atmaut represented a phase of Guru. Whether you call it a salted Guru, which I think is ridiculous to call it Arctarum, but Reishi, or you call it Reishi Smichas Guruseinu, it's certainly involved a phase of Guru, for the simple reason that he became a leader for thousands and thousands of survivors of the Holocaust. Isn't that a phase of Guru? But is it just that way? No, because the governments in Israel, whether it was the Marach government or the Likud government, failed to be scrupulous about the concomitant Borah, that every Borah has to aspire to the gates. And if Jews, Klal Yisrael, does not feel that the Broche is the first step towards the ultimate Bule, so then it fails. The Baracher, the Yishmerecho, the Yishmer, as Nafshecho, the Shasanis, the Chen Reimia, the Hoysom Nefesh Abim, Tzruo, and I think Abigail said it to David HaMelech, Tzruo Bitzreya HaChaim. So usually you understand that the broche or the statement made by Abigail to David HaMelech, just had that when she said, the Hoysom Nefesh Abim, Tzruo Bitzreya HaChaim, so it had reference to the Ilam Abok. Of course it's true, it has reference. But from this Sifri, it's mashma. Not only is she a reference to the Tzruah Bitzchei HaChayim Leilam Abo, but Tzruah Bitzchei HaChayim Leilam Azeh. David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayom. What do you mean Chai V'Kayom? Leilam Abo, of course. Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chavet Leilam Abo. But it means David Melech Yisrael, Chai V'Kayom Leilam Azeh. So the Sifri says, Yitem lechom eir inayi, Rav Nosson ein eir, Yoy Rabi Shem Pono Belecho, Zer Moira Shkina. That's the Girsa in most texts, but in some texts of the Sifri. So the Girsa is, superficially, it appears different, but it's anach. Nos Neimeir, Ze Moir HaMizbeach. What is Moir HaMizbeach and what is Moir HaShem is Hanah? Because in Bais Rishon, so it's always when the Jew, the Kehanim or Makri, he called HaMizbeach, so it was Yod HaYishin HaShemayim. In Moir says, Afotish Yod HaYishin HaShemayim, needs for the Hodin ahead. But the fact and the Tzias was in my Yisrish that the Moyer HaShchinov, that's the Ish Shiyogam HaShemayim, that's the Moyer HaShchinov. So, the Barachair, Yoyerad Shem Pono Belecho, Zeh HaTero, Shemema Aneo Mitzvo Viteraich, Vichunecho. So, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will shed light with his face toward you and will grant you grace. So what is the grace? And the Barachaya, so Yechonecho, Sheitim Chol Mat Maschim, Vechenu Eimeir Vechaneisi, Is Asher Ochei, Yerichamti Is Asher Ach. The one you do Acher, Yechonecho, ייתן חן חובן עמיס, וחן עיני אבי הראשון הסייס, ראיתי לו חסד, וייתן חן אלוהי נשאר וססר, ואיני ותי אסתר נשס חן, ואיני קורא. What's the pshat in this simply? I think the pshat is very simple. There is a difference between beauty and chesed, grace in English. Beauty is something that can be explained. Chesed is something that could not be explained. For example, the Gabi Esther. So, the Esther is mentioned that the Esther is screaming for that. Why? Because Esther is very beautiful. So Chazal says she wasn't beautiful at all. That Esther was not beautiful. Elachuchel chesed, mashallah. She had a certain expression, a pattern of chesed. Beauty can be explained. I am certainly not an expert in pointing out the lines of beauty in the person, but those who are experts, or think they are experts, whatever, so they have certain rules, guidelines, whereby to determine whether a person is beautiful or not. The Gabi Yosef, it says both, that Yosef was Yitzhak Teyabi Kumar, so that could be understood by everyone, by Jews, by Yaakov Avinu, by the pagan Egyptians. Beauty is something that can be observed through the senses. Chesed is also observed through the senses. But the one who considers another person fully chesed, if you ask him, why do you say he's fully chesed? What's the difference between this person who say he is not fully chesed and the other person is fully chesed? He won't be able to give you an answer. The Gabi Yosef was Yifitei Alifei Mar. So, that could be explained by everybody. But, why does the Torah say, Vayi Ad Shem Es Yosef, Vayi Tim Of Chesed, Vayi Tim Chenei Deini Sabas Yosef? Of course, it emanates from Akadosh Baruch Hu. Beauty, it emanates from Akadosh Baruch Hu. Chen emanates from Akadosh Baruch Hu. But you do something that you can explain, but chesed you can't explain. Certainly, he's a he, the sadist is there, prison warrior. So, they can, why should any prisoner be nice chesed in the mind or in the heart of the prison warriors? I think I'm not going to have any other expression, because usually I notice before Pesach, when I visited Jonathan Pollard, that the prison wardens, at least in the Marion prison, I don't know of other prisons, but the Marion prisons have neither a mind nor a heart. They are just cruel, stupid people. And the more stupid the person is, the more he's qualified to become a prison warden. I have an experience. I applied for permission to visit Jonathan Pollard. And I called up a former colleague of mine who is not popular in the mind and the heart of the warden of the prison in Narnia, or they are afraid of him, because he's an activist. He participated in many demonstrations, and I don't approve of that. I told him, but he means well. He's Kavonization Shemaya. So, Kavonosir Utsula Akadishbor. But my soul, not always Utsulis, many of his mice of Faber Utsulis, Abi Weiss from Riverbank. So he got permission from him. He took him 4 weeks to get permission. Then I finally got permission. And of course I came with the walker. And you know, everybody knows, I can't make it a single footstep without holding down to the walker. I use the walker, not the plane cane, because the walker
I know that psychological or physiological is like a moving barrister, so I'm more confident. So I came there. So the warden refused to let me hold on to the water. Why? I asked him why. Why did he open it? He says, how do I know that you didn't put any bump in the matter? And then when it rings, so he won't know whether it rings because of the bump or it rings because of the matter. All right. So I accepted that answer. But in order to enter the cubicle in which Jonathan Pollard has been imprisoned for almost 8 years, so he had to go through five gates, and every Pesach is about, there's the breath, it's from here to here. So at every gate they had to check. First they had to say, all right, for ridiculousness, maybe there's a bomb. So I don't know how can the searching verify that there is no bomb in the matter. They don't know why it rings. But whether it rings because of the metal or it rings because of the bomb. As a matter of fact, when I went through the gate and I had to walk without holding on to anything, it was a good experience for me because it taught me a lesson that is primarily psychological. It's all in the mind. Or I walked without holding on for 20 minutes. I never did it before. So it seems that I'm able to walk without holding on to a walker. But I'm afraid it's all in the mind. So the first time they searched my pockets, they didn't find any metal in my pockets. But then they noticed that I had not a belt, but suspenders. I don't know why is there a difference between a belt and suspenders. It's every belt. I never wore a belt, never. Only suspenders. So the belt also has metal in the buckle. But anyway, I didn't have any time. So I said, so what should I do? He said, take off the suspender. I said, oh no. I won't let you. Take off my suspenders. Don't you want me to be embarrassed? To walk without suspenders? And my pants are not very tight. It could fall down. I'm not going to let you. So then the guard had to collect the assistant prison warden. And he told him that the rabbi gives us a difficult time. He insists upon not removing the suspender. All right, so he gave him permission. And then at every other gate, they searched again. They searched already one time. So they observed me. How could I have put in a gun? The other time, I don't think there's any question. Because they are very stupid and ruthless people. So if the wardens in the prison in the blessed United States of America have no feelings, so Hamel Hamel, that the warden in the prison in ancient pagan Egypt, he had more reason, more understanding, more consideration, but still, for the Danish element, gave chayim in the eyes of the prison warden. So he himself had all those so much grace. But could he explain it? Why did he say that Yosef had so much grace? Could Ahasuerus explain why he liked Esther more than anybody else when the other candidates were much more beautiful than Esther because of the Danish element? And Dauter, the Huchel Chesed, can't explain it. So this is what it actually means. Vichoneko shevitim lachachei vichin reimer vichaneisi sasha ochem vichamti sasha. Alright, now I don't want to Gold and Toshis is three, and the Les Bracha, because the Les Bracha there is very little in the Zifrit. Very little, I didn't even know it. But now I want to discuss the Medrash Rabba, which is not in Parsha Maaseh, but it's in Lech Lech. Oh, I'm delicious. Come see both of me in Israel. So Rameya, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Chaim. Rameya says, Nima Zohu, Yisroel, Libroho. Mishim Abor, how do you know? Shemimah, Ramit, says, Yachamitzo. Ramim, Ramim, Kul Yezah. So it's mentioned in the Apostle, in Lach Bechokoi, and the Amosir, in the third book, not in the first book, in the Mitzvah, Kinsi Mocher, the Israel. So is the Shusav. That's what Rambia says. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, the Shus Yitzchak. Shemema, Valine, Rabbi Yehov, Shulachem Poy Machaleya, Vami Ve'ana, Neil Cholat Koy, Vimishtachle, Vimishuva Alech. At Koy, so that's the Shus Yitzchak. ומלחם יעיני הביסוס יעקב שנמה קוי סימל בישראל לביס יעקב קוי סימל ביס יעקב ביסאבד לישראל so ביס יעקב היא לאנוש because the women you have to talk לא שמעק but אנושים you have sometimes have to talk for קושי So what's the Kavani of these human dramas? There's no machlekes. The answer is, it's a brocha m'shoreshes. So mele, each brocha has to correspond with the personality of each one of the three of us. So the brocha v'sheino so is based upon the personality of the one of you. What was Avon's opinion. Chief main term that's mentioned in the Gospel. And Tzirei Achutso, Alimelei, Abed HaShemayi, Urei, Intuch HaRispe, this is Kastik HaChorim. The Koy Yezach, does it indicate what Yaakov's book mean? That number-wise, the number of Jews throughout the generations would be equal to the number of stars. I'm not an astronomer, and I wouldn't claim that astronomers know the meaning of stars. I mean, the whole universe, the outer galaxies, we could count through a telescope. The number of stars in the lowermost galaxy, but to count, we don't have such telescopes to be able to observe the stars in the upper galaxies. It's like almost in infinite. So there's a meaning that the misprobably in soil will be like number of stars. That's inconceivable. And then the misprobably in soil. You know, it's changed. We lost in the Holocaust 6 million Jews. I don't know how many Jews are there today. About 18 million Jews. Or less, I don't know the figure. But the pshat is, Kol Yezach means that they have to serve as an example. Because a star sheds light. What is the sun? Also a star. It sheds light. So in other words, the children the descendants of Avraham Avinu, his mandate, his or her mandate is to inspire others. He's aleich lifanai deitam. So what does it mean, he's aleich lifanai deitam? In popular understanding, tamim means a naive person who has no seich, faint mind. No. Tamim is the biggest shvach. All the Torah says, Tomi Tiyem HaYishan HaYitach. What is going to mean? Not in any person. Who's far to know how. Shiva Chavuri's at Khavishi. Nimitz, yes, Nimitz. So what is Nimitz? One is Tommy. Shalom means the quantification of Shalom. But Tommy means qualitatively, it's consistent. There is no variance. Tommy Tiyar Shalom means you should be consistent in your whole behavior, in your externals and in your internals. If you do externally, it means it's out. Tzadik comes off Nesre, he puts the talus over the head, but when he comes to Nesre, with the talus over the head, in chocolate, 10 times, he goes through the treasure of his stocks in the stock market. So, that's not on, because then there is an inconsistency between his external behavior and his internal behavior. So it's not on. Tell me, you have to be consistent. Pee the leave and show it. That's Tommy. So that is because of Abomahim. Because Abomahim was not there as there. That's a good one. Abomahim, the Amlak says, you know, because of his covenant, they call it, that Abomahim is the first one to be Makir of there. Abomahim was the first one Makir of there. What about Neach? What about Shindeida? And Chaneach has Mishin Shalach. By Saleh Chaneach in Malachim, they are not Makir as they are. The answer is, of course, there were many before Abomahim who are Makir as they are. But Neach did not pave the way for the whole world to be Makir as they are. But Avon Avinu paved the way, and that's why after Ben Shalom established the covenant with Avon Avinu, he saleh lifanai beitam. So that's the first bracha, because the first bracha is if he says, Yerach HaShem Mechosim Yishmerach HaMotosim Yerach HaMotosim Yishmerach HaMuf Yishmerach HaMitzara Yishmarach HaShoyim, Yishtumit Wachir Malacho, Yishmarach HaMazikim, Yishmarach HaLcho, Yishmarach HaLcho, Yishmarach HaLcho, Yishmarach HaLcho, Shememah Abishamah Rishem Lekecho, Esafwiz Vesafheshet, Shemur Esaf. So in other words, the first book expresses one uniformity, consistency, in every way, in every way. That's HaBohem. That's HaMeir. Yudei Meir. Ma zocho Yisroel bocho Mishim Yisro Shemema Yalim Yarmor Shpuloch and Pei Machaneir Vami Vana Hanilch Ad Koi Yimishtachve Vinoshuva Alech So Kaisi Bocho in Yisroel and the Nilch Ad Kem So it's a Raya that he was Eichel Bocho that means the second Bocho But Yura Yishem Tonor Lech Yichoneko was what is Yitzhak? For what purpose? To be Nikhat of Abba's Beach. So in other words, father and son work together, hand in hand, in order to be called of Abba's Beach. Abba Mavinu is the Makriv, and Yitzhak is the Elo, as the Nikhat. So there's Bach, some story Bach. In Bach had to be Nikhe, and on his Beach, some story strange. What kind of Bach is it? It's the biggest misfortune to be sacrificed under his Beach. So what is the Pshat? So that in order to understand the Pshat in this Medrash, in the member of what we did, we have to understand the whole purpose of Akilah season. Inshallah had to test Yitzchak in the relation now that Avon Avinu would be able to understand that Yitzchak why do we have to test it? And to cause so much aggravation, to fall, and so on. Why? What was the purpose? Ramban is that question. So Ramban declares that the reason is why the Danish are tested the form of you in order he himself knew that he was able to withstand that inside the chief secretary. And that's the reason as to why we say that Bishus Avon of you, why don't you say Bishus Yitzchak, after all he gave up his life, he was not a baby. According to Chazal, he was 37 years old. So why don't we say Bishus Yitzchak? The answer is, it's much more the sacrifice for a father to sacrifice his son than for the son to give up his life for Akadosh Baruch Hu. So that is Vayehu Chushnei Liyahu, the friendship that existed between Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak, which manifested itself in the cooperation between Avraham the father and Yitzchak the son, in being matrid and being nikra under his birth. What kind of friendship? What kind of friendship? That's the friendship to which a normal person aspires, friendship to the sense of being sacrificed on his bare father's bone. But go ahead, it's not friendship. So, it's a catastrophe. But we have to be Muslim because I mean, no. It is real friendship. And it was late to say, Shalavon Avinu, as the Ramban points out. He says, the Rebbeinu, of course, they thought without saying it. But Avraham Avinu did not know. As someone says, Nisnas Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu was Nisnas, was tested in all kinds of situations. But he was tested in Mokazdi at the very beginning, when he allowed himself to be thrown into the furnace, but that was giving up his life. But to give up the son's life is much more difficult. So Avraham Avinu himself didn't know that he's capable of sacrificing the life of his son Yitzchak. He didn't know. Because Baruch knew, but Avraham Avinu didn't know. So why was it necessary for Avraham Avinu to realize? So what difference does it make? So Avraham Avinu wouldn't have realized. So Avraham Avinu would have remained alone without realizing that he is capable of bringing the chief sacrifice, which is more, 1,000 times more than the chief sacrifice that is involved in letting yourself die on Kiddush Hashem. The answer is, the answer I think is mentioned in the Rashi. Right after the Akedah, Rashi, the Tzimerash, says that after a form of use in Shoen of Akedah, a form of use was in Harbor. He was so ill-advising in his heart, he said, I have this heart. He almost perished. And to an ass, he survived. But I am guilty. Why didn't I send him to Yeshiva to learn? So then he sent him to Yeshiva's Shembeida. Why did Avraham Avinu realize only after that Akedah that he has to send away his son Yitzchak to Bismet Rosh Yishashem? Why? Avraham's house was not a Bismet Rosh. He couldn't learn Torah from his father Avraham. He had to be sent away. Apparently that was the Cheshbon of Avraham Avinu at first. But after the story he realized, I almost lost my son. So Now I realize that comes at a great wonder in not sending away my son to this Russia in Shoshan Bahia. This Russian singer. What was the purpose? He couldn't have learned more Torah, more Ashkofer in this Russian Shoshan Bahia than in the home of home. That was the biggest yeshiva in those days. But the answer is, Avraham Avinu was tested with Akedah in order to prove to Avraham Avinu himself that the things for which he gave up his life, these are the things for which he has to live. The Rambam in Perkei Avot, as he said out here, when he mentions the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, called me Yisroel Mitzud in the Talis Hashmoy, Shemema Avnikdashti Yisroel in Yisroel, Ve'eichi Yamitzvah Lekash, Kishiyoku Melech Yamitz, Ve'yema Yisroel Adeya, Alachas Mikol Mitzvah Samuaz Bekhoa, Oite Horek, Yadeya Vali Horek, Ve'nera Goli Ova Aris Mishai Benach, Egon Amorim, Babi Zoyk Lareish, Rezab, Avo, Bamed Vandum, Shoavias, Avo, Shoav Sabeas, Abi Zoyk Lareish, Shodomi, Imoma Leaku, Yakavea, Bidwa, Tihorik is your great Valyan. So, the Rambam's explanation of the Mitzvah of the Shoshet, is Shoavik Isidok. In order to point out what is the essence of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, he should first mention the mitzvah of Yehor Balavet, and then say other avers. It's not Yehor Balavet. It's Yahweh Ramah. Why does the Ramah explain it that way? The Rabban certainly was inductive, not only in every word, but in the order of the sentences, in the order of the words, it was a big midrash. The answer is, there are two manifestations of Kiddush Hashem. So, the Rambam at the end of Perkei Avot, as you see up here, he says, V'yeish Tovim Shemikadosh Shemoy Kegein Yesif Shekiddush Es Hashem. When Yesif refused to succumb to the enticement of Ishis Petifa. So it says, and the same thing is true that Tantrochen in general Noge, so should not, they should not buy a credit, even though there's no Isa to buy a credit, but not Tantrochen, that's the Gemara in Union. Kibina No, or he should not be seen by Talis of Phil, of course he has to be a special credit. So that's the Kiddush Hashem, to live on Kiddush Hashem. There are two manifestations of Mikdash Shemayim. One manifestation consists in dying for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other manifestation consists in living to sanctify God's name. That was the Kiddush Hashem of Yesek HaTzadik. And it's a remarkable thing. You fluke, a person would say that it's more difficult to be kindly mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to die of Kiddush Hashem, than to live on Kiddush Hashem. What's so hard about living on Kiddush Hashem? What's so hard not to buy any merchandise and credit so hard? But the answer is, human nature is such that many people are ready to misanefesh themselves for their fatherland, for freedom, but those who fought in the American Revolution, in the French Revolution, because it's once in a lifetime, finished. You give up your life, finished. No more talk, but to live constantly at each other. Every day and every night, in the course of the vicissitudes, of the numerous and multifarious vicissitudes of everyday living. That is not difficult. Now the Medrash in Parshas says, "Avihi korban seirim kaldeinach," because the seite has to bring the korban seirim. If the God accuses his wife of infidelity, he was becoming flying with them. She was Nister of the Ishmael. She had privacy. And the Baal accuses her of infidelity, even though it doesn't happen. So then he has to bring a flitchel. And the king is to be makrim the Munchaseir. What is Munchaseir? That's a korban that is brought from Seir. Seir Chazal says Machabeit. And on Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan, so they can be marked the Einar. The Einar was a common thing. Then on Shavuos, so they can be marked the common of Chit. The Chit. So the letter says in Parshas Ye. Mincha Soina Kalbinach shall be Mincha Soina Kalbin Seir Oswakul Boku Sholim Benishlish. What's the Japanese? Very simple. The husband accuses his wife, his life partner, of infidelity. Isn't it strange that he always heard there should be such a situation of a husband accusing his wife, his Isaac Negev, of infidelity. Strange to understand. How can that occur today? So the Jews, unfortunately, adopt all the practices of the Unisailor. But his mind is a leader. They didn't adopt the practices of Venezuela. How could such a thing happen? Now, then is the Makru Seir. And then the Seir in the Minchas Kanoyes proved whether she was loyal to her husband or not. If she wasn't loyal, if she committed adultery in the course of the privacy with the one with whom she had privacy, so then she's punished. And if she's innocent, and on the contrary, the Morisita says that she becomes more healthy than ever. So the question arises from us. If the Minchas Kanoyes determines that she was not loyal to her husband, how could it happen in the Jewish community such a thing? Of such a determination of family life that it does she spoil. Since a law as to betray her husband. Indeed, the Minchas Kanoyes determined that she was faithful. So then the question arises, how could the Jewish husband be such a moshkos to the Jews of his wife, Jews of his wife of Mutagal, just because of one incident? Isn't there a halacha that the Donis followed on the Kasrus, or has come with a chesedet if he comes out, or has come with a chamor, his own life partner? So the answer is, because many people, they are capable of bringing a big sacrifice, which is done once, or in the course of a number of weeks, number of months, but to bring a small sacrifice every day and every night, that they are not capable of doing. I remember years ago in Washington Heights, the Bismedrash of Yeshivas Habits for Honey, there was one person who was the Gabbai in Bismedrash 16 years ago. 16 years ago, 58 years ago, 55 years ago, 50 years ago. A man in Tzadik. And the young wife was also Tzadik. But then when she became old, she became Tzina. So the head dead couple, heavy daughter, was very educated. She was a mathematics teacher in high school, and then she became a principal in the high school, George Washington High School. It was a leading high school in those days. So when the old mother became senile and she stayed with them, so the old mother was senile, used to tell her how to do this, how to do that, how to cook, how to clean the house, and she couldn't stand. So she retorted back to the old mother in a chutzpah detail. And the father was also a very fine person. He went along with her because she was a devoted daughter, you know, and she made a lot of money in those days, and she helped out her parents. So he went along with her. But then the wife of that man was a gabbai in his letters of the Shiva's home. Came to me, an old woman, a fledgling woman, and she cried, she poured out her problems. She says, whenever I tell my daughter, why don't you cook for supper meatballs? So she starts screaming at her as if she had hit her with a stone. So I called the daughter to the house and spoke to her. When you do it, she says, I don't want to be dictated every day and every night on anything I do. When I wash my dishes, so my mother tells me, no, that's not the right way to wash dishes. You have to pour in water in a big pot and then put the small pots in the big pot. And the daughter, she was not a woman, and she turned on faucet, hot faucet, and she cleaned it, and she cleaned the dishes up. I can't stand it. I thought that the daughter was an insensitive dog. Insensitive! I recommended her very severely. It was not my daughter. I was a young person in those days. I wasn't even married. I was 22 years old. So I recommended her very severely. Then 2 years later, the mother became very sick. She had cancer. So the daughter refused to admit her to the hospital. And she took care of her. She gave up her job. She gave up her job and took care of her day and night. I was wondering, how can you explain that? That inconsistency. But the answer is very simple. There are many people who are ready and capable to give up their life for something very important. Doing the smalls, a big sacrifice to save the mother's life. There are many people, Americans, who are ready in time of war, who volunteer to serve in the army on the front line of the battle, who volunteered, wanting in that foot. But after they came back from the battlefield, they expect them in life. They sold so much education in time of war to bring the supreme sacrifice. Why shouldn't they show education in bringing the small sacrifice? No. That they put. Why? Because the big sacrifice is done in life, once in a lifetime. The small sacrifice has to be practiced every day and every night. Right, from going unto realities and archive and caprices. Yet one of the others that the daughter told me about her mother, when she buys a coat, then she showed her cut, nah, I don't like this coat. I don't like this hat, why don't you? I'll go with you and I'll tell you what kind of a hat or a coat to wear. She couldn't stand it. Now she don't have to listen to the mother. Just to go out. Don't you talk that. No, that they're not capable. That they are not capable. So that is the reason as to why the Rambam says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu tested Avraham. Vayehi Hushneim Yachad. In other words, to bring the biggest sacrifice in the world, much bigger than giving up your own life. Killing your son, his beloved son. So, in order that heavens are for the Hindu realize that the things for which he gave up his life, instead of giving up his life, he should transform it in living on Kish Vishakripa and in sending it away to the Sputrashi Shashmira. Even though the Sputrashi of Avon of his home was a bigger issue, but if the Avon of his home will be busy with Kidar today, he will not be involved in tolerance. Sputrashi Shashmira, far away from home, he will be completely involved in Torah. So that's Rahim Kushmiya. And then something else. That's the question. That's the kind of friendship of Rahim Kushmiya to sacrifice a child. The answer is yes. That's the kind of real friendship. The Ramban explains in Parsha Chaleis the mitzvah, the chok of the Shnei Zir. The Gemara Yuma says, "Voin she'asoton v'ayitzara mikatzari." It's for Adume and Shnei Zir, Echad Hashem and Echad Hashem. There are many other chokes in the Torah, which we cannot understand. But certainly the same one is the Rosh Hashanah. I'm mikatzari after these two mitzvahs. After these mitzvahs, why these mitzvahs? Because these mitzvahs are not only difficult to understand. They involve a contradiction in itself. For Adum involves a contradiction itself. On one hand, it's entirely plain, and on the other hand, everybody that is Asik will myself or so it comes from the contradiction itself, which they see also. Echad Hashem, Echad Hashem, one Hashem. If you have been makhlid to call Hashem, how is it you have been makhlid to call Hashem? Chas v'sholem doesn't mean you are makhlid chas v'sholem according to the Azazel. But the Ramban says in Spirit Lachmeis that this is like a pride that is given to the Sabi. What does it mean, pride that is given to the Sabi? The Pshat is very simple. If the Torah has the Chumash Vayikra. The Chumash Vayikra is primarily discusses the Adam's excuse, but Kabbalah. Certainly, the Sefer Vayikra and Tzav, and Tzav, I mean, exclusively deal with Kabbalah. And the other Sefer also deal with Kabbalah. So Kabbalah is an integral part of the Torah. Now, the Rambam in the book, he mentions rationales for all the uses of the Torah. When it comes to Kabbalah, the Rambam says something that the Rambam is massive and the reason is why the Torah filled a Chumash Vayikra with all kinds of Kabbalah. Minchas and Tzvochen, Kol Leilo, Kol Chatos, Kol Moshe, Kol Shlomi, because the Israelites at the time of the Torah had been accustomed to be makif kabbalas twice. So the Danish Shalom decided that the Jews should be makif kabbalas, but only in the pilgrimage, not anywhere else. And the Rambam mentions the Medrash Tanhume. The Yisbechul Asir, the Torah says, that means that you have to be makhil only in the King of Midrash. In order that the Israelites should not be makhil Asir. So the Ramban is Masih and Ramban. He told that the code of the Ramban, the Tam of Kabbalah, is like a concession to the Yitzhak in the Primer, like the Tiro Tiro Tastea of the Yitzhak. Mutter Sheikhu, Shutis, Musis, that is Mishakeles, Mishayichun Leos, only concession to each other. So why should there be Kabbalah in his Hashira? And we say now, Tfilas Musaf, that we hope the Shom Nakri, leading to leading to Siva Musafim Kabbalah. If it's only a concession to each other, why is it lost in love? The answer is, and the Rambam says that it is in order to return the Jews from the Makrif to idols, he doesn't need that okay. This external call of the Makrif and his Eichites. The inclination to bring the Korban is a spiritual drive in the heart, in the mind of every person. If it had been possible for a human being not to be makrif kavanos altogether, then the Torah wouldn't say we have to be makrif shvachim noches kavanos bochur in the azar. But that is an impossibility, because just as they are physiological drives, instincts, like the drive of hunger or the drive of thirst, you have to fulfill it. It's a natural impulse. So they are spiritual drives. One of the spiritual drives is to bring sacrifice. And it's impossible to tell a person he should not bring sacrifices. We have drug addicts today. Why are they drug addicts? Why? So we should ask, without any moral considerations, it's the biggest issue passed in the world. To become a drug addict and not to be able to function. The answer is, there is a spiritual value in every person's heart, Jew or non-Jew, to bring sacrifices. You have to bring sacrifices. And if you don't bring sacrifices, you won't be crazy. But there are two options. Either you bring sacrifices, Takodish Bokhu, or you bring sacrifice. If you don't, if you refuse to bring sacrifices, Takodish Bokhu, whether in ancient times or modern times, you have to. This life must have its fulfillment. So then you be makrif kavanos in Azazel, what is happening in our life. On the makrif kavanos, and the people in Bosnia market for others. For whom? Lazozel. And the Arab terrorist market for others. Suicide squads. There are some Arab terrorists who know that they will be killed and still they do it. Why? Because there is spiritual life in everybody's heart to be accepted. Now they rake in the moim. So the letter says, my main boy, Aron Choshim, Yakavim, Yejim. How do Chazal know that they have reached the Shvotim through the Eschatzam? So it had no water. But it had all kinds of snakes and scorpions. The Torah says, but they are late in the month. The answer is, there is no science. Nature abhors a vacuum. There is no natural vacuum in nature. You can produce a vacuum in the laboratory, but in nature, not in the laboratory, there is no vacuum. Because if a certain kale, a certain vessel, does not have any water, any food, so it has air. Nature abhors it. The same law applies to human nature. Not only physical nature abhors it, but human nature more so abhors it. Either you fill up a person's heart and mind with the mind shall chaos. If you refuse to fill up the hearts and the minds of your children or your family with the mind shall draw, it will, their own minds and hearts will look for something to fill up the void in their lives. So they'll become drug addicts, they'll become homosexuals and lesbians. That's why the Torah has a whole Chumash Vayikra with Karbonis. Not because Karbonis in themselves so agreeable, but because it's impossible for a person to live without giving expression to the spiritual drive of bringing sacrifices. But there are two options, either Hashem or Olazosa. Now, the Sassanis and the Torah says, in the first passage, Odom ki yakrib mikem ladishem. Odom ki yakrib ladishem. Mikem, Odom mikem. Ki yakrib kabono ladishem. In a demon, in a chain, the Kabbalah. So, Mr. Sassanis says that on one hand, we know that Kabbalahs are an integral part of the Torah. On the other hand, Yisharamun says in the Haftor of Shabbos Chazon, Lomoli Rizif Rechem Yimarishem. So, Vati Rizif. And Shmuel Amori told the show, Ki Shemeya Mizevachdei. Why Ki Shemeya Mizevachdei? Well, in this Kabbalah, the answer is, the primary problem that the Torah wants is Mikem. You have to dedicate your heart, your mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But human nature is such that if a person makes all kinds of decisions in his heart and he doesn't express them externally, so it's not destined to be kind. It's only in the shaita, not to teach us a lot. In order to be lasting, teach us a shaita, to teach us a lot, it has to be manifested through an external problem. But it is an internal problem. So Shayana says, the initial is interested primarily in internal of Mikem, your own self, your own being, but that you don't do. What do? You're making the external part. So normally only the front can be motion. So party is as well. That's why we have the components, a Nikoloche of Zebach Rishon Teivo. And Zebach Rishon Teivo, it appears, can be more in Shuyas and Mitzvah and Afei, doesn't apply only to Yimimara. More in Sanhedrin mentions it, Mitabei Kotchein Zbeach of Yerdachas, or Yerdamunu. But the Gemara in Zvachim says, Elam Chateres Ales, so the Gemara says, Hayes Yerdam, Idi Ose Tshuve, so what does he have to be marked in the name? Ova Alese, Alese Se, Shemita Kvese, Luz Di Ose Tshuve, Luz Oz Mishoma Kimechum, Idi Luz Ose Tshuve, Zerach Vishon Tei. So we see that the Halacha of Zerach Rishon Teivo is not limited that case to Abed Israel, but a general Halacha that somebody who is a Chet, who is a Rosh, and even a Chet in Sheik, cannot have Kaporet without you. Kaporet a problem without you. Kaporet not a problem he can have, if that's it, it'll be without you. But Kaporet will come without Shuvah in Kaporet. Why is this a census? Because Korban, the Kaporet Korban, consists primarily in the inner Korban. But the external Korban is a necessary concomitant of the internal Korban. Because without the external Korban, so the internal Korban will be Kichon Shato, Loi Kichon Osibabi. So that's why the Gemara asks, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shvuyas, Shoyam Shvuyach, Mechapeh, Talis, Alchulis, Who says it's Yimakipurim is Mechapi, Yimakipurim, and Tzuyam Shtoreach is Mechapi without Shuvah. So still the Kashi is, so why is Tzuyam Shtoreach Mechapi? Unless say without Shuvah, Ishli Yimakipurim, or that's not the Kapol of God. The answer is, the Rambam appears, I don't want to discuss the Rambam. In the Shuvah of Tzuyam Shtoreach, that even the Kapore of Tzuyam Shtoreach, so the Kapore is not affected by Tzuyam Shtoreach, but the Kapore is affected by Tzuyam Shtoreach. But the Tzuyam Shtoreach is Mechapeleir. Only the Seifayim, as the Gemara says, which was, but this man is Amigdosh. So the Tzuyam Shtoreach is Mechapeleir. Every moment of the day, it is Mechapeleir. The Tzuyam Shtoreach was brought, and according to one Lashon of Tosfos, which was Dafyu Timu, so even if a certain person committed an Aveira after the Avoi Tzuyam Shtoreach, so still after, so the Yimakipur will happen. But Tosfos says the Kashi, where do we find such a halacha that the Korban should be Mechaper on Aveiros that took place after the Avos Korban? Somebody brought a Korban Chatos because he had chilek the day before, and he brought a Korban the next day in the morning. Then in the afternoon, after the Avos Korban of the first Chatos, he again went down. So it's not Mechaper or chilek, it's not Mechaper on subsequent Aveiros. And so Tosfos says, Tzuyam Shtoreach is different. Why is Tzuyam Shtoreach different? Because the Kapor of Tzuyam Shtoreach is not in itself. It's also the Tzuyam Shtoreach. But the Tzuyam Shtoreach can be Mechape without Tzuyam Shtoreach, like it's going to say, and it can be Mechape if it is covered with the kill of Tzuyam Shtoreach. And I don't know if this is very important to prove it. This man is Samigdosh, and though he doesn't ask like Rabbi, but Tzuyam Shtoreach is Mechaper without Tshuva and Kalos. Esen Lois is saying, not on Kmoros. So that means that the reason as to why it's Vayil Kushnei Yadov, that is the test for real friendship with father and son, know how to realize the Ian of Kabbalah Hashem, the Mele, they'll be able to transform that Korban in the areas of living, in the small Korban. Now, the lesson, Nehemiah says, Mazochu Yisroel, Dunei Boche, Mishun Yaakov, Shemema Kersi Bochus, Dunei Yisroel, Inema koi shema on this yak. So it's from this yak. What does it mean? Yaakov represented the need of Shalom. So that's why the third mache, we say, Kei Yotze, you know, the Kaskeli, you see that's mentioned. The first mache, we say, Kei Yotze, you be Shus Havon. The second mache, we say, Kei Yotze Yisrus Yitzchak. In the third book, it says, Kei Yotze Yisrus Yaakov. So in other words, Yaakov personified the leader of Sholem. How did Yaakov personify the leader of Sholem? We know that Yaakov personified the leader of Emes, did in Emes Yaakov chesed Yaakov, but Sholem? The answer is Yaakov, in his life, was dedicated to Sholem. Yaakov He loved Yitzchak. He felt love Shamasar. That Ravina knew in turn that Yitzchak's dreams will be fulfilled. Both dreams, the dream of